mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the next guest we got coming on is only coming on for 15, 20 minutes. We're going to get to all your calls. Mike Zinna is an editorial cartoonist. The FBI says that he's lying about Bush and is threatening him to stop. All part of the new freedom. There's all this news about if you don't answer cops' questions in your house, in your backyard, on the street, that's basically terrorism. It's a felony. No Fifth Amendment publicly. This is the new America, people. The new America. It's tyranny. It's here. It's here, okay? It's here. They're behind the terrorism to scare you to accept it. Has nothing to do with terror. The news is like Orwellian Running Man, Brave New World propaganda. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Quickly, callers. Rick in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a quick comment for you, Alex, actually, too. One was that, I don't know if you remember, a while back in the Northeast, they had huge insurance hikes for the doctors at the hospitals. And I looked into this, and I found out that the greatest increases in insurance payment was in radiology, emergency medicine, and child medicine. And so I look at this and I say, well, who's got the motive here? And the people getting paid are basically the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical manufacturers, and the hospital. And the people who are paying out are the consumers and the doctors.
That's how the scam works. Doctors are paid about half what they were 20 years ago. And nurses are paid even less.
They're paying out more than that.
And now you can't sue the HMOs. I mean, there's some Byzantine process to sue an HMO now, but it's very hard to do.
So it's just like what you were saying about these international global corporations that pretty much run in this whole dumbing down of society. And also the second comment was just that I'm kind of a young person. I'm 21. And coming through high school and that sort of thing, I met a lot of people, you know, that were prescribed medicine like Ritalin. They actually put me on Ritalin for a little while. But it was adverse effects. And I've seen people on Soma and Zoloft and all that, and I've never seen it help anyone.
In fact, by the way, there is an antidepressant called Soma now.
Yes.
I mean, what
it
is
has
sick
been for a long time. You know, Brave New World here, right in front of us.
But, I mean, that's, look, they call the snooping system under total information awareness Matrix. They call one of the drugs Soma. I mean, how? Folks, come on, they even call it the same thing. How dumb do they think we are? Thanks for the call. Great call, Rick. You call me back anytime, my friend. Charlie in Mass. Charlie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's me?
Yes, sir.
That's you? Wasn't sure it kind of cut out there.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got something very interesting here, Alex, tying in with what you were talking about a moment ago, your guest there. First of all, for your listeners, in case they're not aware how many kids are put on Ritalin, is the school tries to get your kid to put on an IEP, an individualized education program.
Something. Yeah, it's 6 million children a year are on Ritalin, and then a total number about 10 million on antidepressants now. So 16
right.
million a year.
But this is a legacy Clinton left us, the IEP thing. This is one of the main avenues that they get kids on this Ritalin.
And then notice Bush is expanding that.
Exactly. But parents need to understand that a lot of times it's not that the schools themselves are evil, you know, on the local level. They're just abiding by policy that comes
from Washington. Yeah, they're told, here's the policy.
And here's the pressure that's put on them. First of all, the more kids that are put on IEPs, that justifies all the payrolls of these special education teachers, so there's an agenda
there.
Yeah, the
school district itself, if they've got a large percentage of mentally ill or disabled children on the rolls, the school district gets major federal bonuses for that.
Right. Not only that, but now with, you know, most states now, this is going to go national soon, where you have these national curriculum standards that you have to meet, and you have these tests that you have to take.
Yeah, it's Gold's 2000, and now 10 states have the psychiatric end of it. You just heard the doctor.
Right, and Bush's Leave No Child Behind Act now, they're going to have a national test that you have to pass. Well, anyway, in order to pass that test, you have to take the test, you know, within a certain time frame. If you have more kids on the special ed program, they're given special concessions where they don't have time limits. You know what I'm saying?
And then they get screened and put on drugs and taken from families, and yes.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to wait till after the break because I want to read you a very interesting quote.
Okay, listen, I got a guest coming on. I'll keep you on hold until the guest is off. Stay there. I want to hear from you.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, folks, 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the third hour, and I know the phones are loaded. We'll go to your calls a little bit later. Just to give you an idea of how bad things are, every day now, that may be an exaggeration, every 2 days. No, it's got to be every day. I mean, I see articles where somebody gets questioned because of a news article they wrote saying the government's corrupt, or a cartoonist gets a visit, or a professor who does art displays exposing biocrops, you know, at the city fair with some Petri dishes, and the SWAT team hits them because it could be a bioweapon. You know, I mean, I see this every day now, stories like this. And this is this particular article is out of the Rocky Mountain News, and it says FBI visit infuriates irreverent cartoonist. Michael Zena is a loud, irreverent, and completely politically incorrect. He is, more than anything, a nasty, extremely irritating thorn in the backside of the very people who have been elected to represent him. All of which is every reason why you should thank God for him. I agree. He has just gotten off my telephone. My ears are ringing with his anger. And it goes on to talk about the FBI had just driven away from his warehouse office in Jefferson County Airport. He tells me, having yet again accused him of being a threat to the Republic. And it says the agent has accused him, he says, of lying, adding that he might not want to do that again. The stream of bile laden, and it goes on. If I broke the law, charge me, Michael Zena says. into the phone. I write a column. I stick it to them. Is that a crime now? I will not back down. And the reporter goes on to talk about how he's been harassed by the police, all the things that he has been through. It's just incredible. Michael Zenna cannot stand the people who run Jefferson County, and they have little affection for him. So when his website ran a cartoon pinned by him depicting a mushroom cloud emanating from the Jeffco's headquarters, the FBI soon showed up. And it goes on to get into that. And I've been to the website. I've seen it. I mean, it's pretty tame stuff. But this is the new freedom, and it isn't the first time that they have come over and harassed him. And so joining us is Mr. Zenna, and it's good to have you on, Michael. I mean, in a nutshell, tell us what you've been dealing with.
Well, I started this website about 6 months ago, and I had been involved in a lawsuit with our local officials here in Jefferson County, Colorado, and I was pretty upset with some of the tactics they were using. I knew that they were lying and that they had doctored evidence and concealed information from me. So I just, throughout the course of this lawsuit, I'd come into possession of a lot of information. I just decided to go public with it. I started the website, and I began posting documents about the corruption in our
local. Your website shows is a bulldozer running over the town, which we actually then ended up seeing in Colorado. But we know that guy was planning that a year ago. And on top of this, I mean, you show them with Count Dracula teeth, dressed up like dunces, different city officials.
Right.
I mean, this is pretty tame stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've seen far worse in newspapers and local newspapers. You know, it's comedy. It's a joke. It's an old bulldozer running into our local county building, and the building falls down, and a couple of our county commissioners are hidden there in bed together. I thought it was funny. I thought it was just a cartoon.
But on top of this, what's key here is they didn't come to your office, they say, about that. They came and said to you, hey, you're lying about the corruption in government. You better watch it.
Yeah, pretty much. They tried to intimidate me into keeping my mouth shut.
So how many visits have you gotten, and who have you been visited by?
Four total. Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is run by the FBI.
And what do they say to you when they're there?
You know, they talk about my intentions and who I talk to and what I'd like to do, and people don't think my humor is funny. And I said, well, maybe you don't have a sense of humor. I don't know. I think it's funny. I get 100,000 hits a month. Apparently somebody thinks it's funny.
But, so now if they don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
How long, what was the first visit you got from these people?
The first visit was an FBI agent sat down next to me at a public meeting. I go to all of our public meetings here in Jefferson County, and he sat down next to me at a meeting and asked me to
talk. You know, I've had the SWAT team at a zoning meeting sit down on the sides of me and start bumping into me.
Well, they basically followed me around.
How long ago was this?
This was in March of this year.
So they were coming around, bugging you about stuff a long time ago.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they...
So the first time they come in and sit down by, what did he say?
He said, people have some concerns over the mushroom cloud cartoon that you put on your website. I said, well, maybe, they need to read the article. And he goes, he says to me, well, I'm not concerned about the article. I'm concerned about the cartoon. And I said, the cartoon is an illustration of the article. Did you read the article? The article had nothing to do with property destruction or violence. The article was about a certified public accountant who worked for the county who sued the county. And the headline was, such and such person nukes the county, nukes the fifth floor where the executive offices are. Had nothing to do with violence. Had to do with a lawsuit.
So and nuking them, bringing them down with a lawsuit. It's like info war.
Exactly.
I talk about info war, that doesn't mean physical war.
Exactly. So I said, nukes the fifth floor. And the whole story was about a lawsuit. And they thought the cartoon was a credible threat.
And so now you've had three other visits. What happened in the second, third, and fourth?
Well, when the agent sat down next to me at the first meeting, he asked to come out and visit my office. And we made an appointment for 2 days later. I said, sure, I'll have my attorney there, no problem. You're welcome to come around. And so 2 days later, he showed up 5 hours early with another agent and a bomb dog. and he came through my property.
Well, I wouldn't have let him in then.
Well, he came in. I work at a warehouse airplane hangar complex. They came through several of my buildings to get to my office, which is all the way in the back, tried to gain access to my office, and I said, hey, what are you guys doing here? You're 5 hours early. And they said, well, we got some other bad guys to catch. We want to talk to you right now. I said, no, there's nobody here. My attorney's not here.
Yeah, you set an appointment with
me. We set an appointment. You're 5 hours early. I'm more than happy to let you in, but you can't come in unescorted. And they said, well, now you're making us real nervous because you won't let
Yeah, because you want a witness, because you want to protect yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, this is an FBI in Boston caught running the hitman. I mean, they've been caught in Texas doing it. You got to watch them.
Right. So I just wanted witnesses there, and they got all perturbed about that and wanted to bring the bomb dog in. And I said, bomb dog for what? I drew a cartoon. What are you guys talking about? So basically I shined them on. We went running around for about 20 minutes. They wouldn't give up. But eventually they had to leave.
Well, good job for you. So the third visit?
The third visit was when we were actually scheduled. They came out. A couple of more agents actually brought the bomb dog again. They sniffed my entire office complex. The place came up totally clean. They said, okay, you're good. You won't hear from us again. And I said, okay, that's great. And then just last week, they showed up for the fourth time when I put the bulldozer cartoon on the website. Said, we don't think that's funny. Which I thought was funny. Ironic.
So where was the bulldozer cartoon originally? Because you said they were there the first time over the bulldozer cartoon.
No, they were there the first time over the mushroom cloud cartoon.
Okay, because it looks like a mushroom cloud with a bulldozer in the
Yeah,
when
we had Mr. Heemeyer, engage in his little his tirade, his property destruction tirade. I thought the bulldozer cartoon was kind of appropriate. So.
Oh, so you did that after that?
I did that after the Heemeyer rampage. Yeah,
obviously so. So now you got a fourth visit.
I got the fourth visit after the bulldozer cartoon. They said, we don't think that's funny. I said, I thought it was really funny. So they didn't like that, and that's when they started accusing me of lying to federal agents and things like that.
Well, that's the new thing now. They claim something you said was a lie.
Right.
Not answering their questions, federal or state now, is a lie and is a felony, and I have that in the Associated Press today. So no Fifth Amendment. So what were they? Did they specifically say what you were lying about?
Apparently, this agent had combed through a civil deposition that I had given last year on a completely unrelated case. He said that I lied about something that literally happened 20 years ago, and it was an extremely minor issue. And I said, you know what? I didn't lie. If I misstated it, then I misstated it. It happened 20 years ago. It's, well, why are you here? That was 20 years ago. Is that why you came out here? And then he said, well, you lied to me last time I was out here. You lied to me about where you live. And I said, well, why do you care where I live, first of all? And second of all, I'm pretty sure I didn't lie to you. Because if I did, you wouldn't just be here, you know, as a courtesy call. You'd be here slapping cuffs on me. I'm quite confident I did not lie to you.
Lying to them? I mean, boy, why hadn't Bill Clinton arrested or George Bush about the weapons of mass destruction? I mean, are they God? They claim something's a lie. You lied to the Inquisitor?
Yeah, and you got to remember, this is all about a cartoon, a couple of cartoons.
So where does it stand now? I mean, obviously now it's in the newspaper. They don't like that.
Well, the website is going haywire. That's pretty much where it stands, and I'm working on a lawsuit against them for harassing me, as well as the county officials that put them up to this. So I'm certainly not going to take it lying down. I don't appreciate these people coming after me for simply stating my opinion. And by the way, I've written almost 100 stories on this lawsuit, on this website. I've never been sued. Everything I print is factual. It's either factual or satire. So there's really nothing they can do about it except try to intimidate me.
Well, you better watch yourself. I mean, they don't sound that bad. They don't sound like the Boston FBI agents, you know, because if they were the bad guys, the dog would have found something. So they're probably just being ordered, you know, through the mayor, hey, feds, go put some heat on this guy. But who knows what's really going on. I just know it's your First Amendment right, and you haven't done anything wrong, and I've looked at what you've done, and it's just, and we're on, four stations in Colorado, so I hope that people are aware of this and visit your website.
Yeah, the website is called JeffcoExposed.com, and I also own the domain name ColoradoExposed.com, which I'm working on a couple of stories for that as well. So,
what type of stuff do you expose?
Corruption by elected officials and government workers.
Oh, that government never did anything wrong. That's impossible.
No, it's the best government money can buy.
Exactly. I mean, anybody that says government ever did anything wrong is just, I don't know, Big Brother loves us. Okay, well, Michael Zenna, Thank you so much for joining us, and I support your First Amendment right.
My pleasure, sir. Take care.
You bet. Take care. All right, we'll come back, go to all your calls and a bunch of other Big Brother news as well, all part of the free.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to take a bunch of calls right now, then I'm going to get into more detail on all the other big police state news, and it is Legion, all part of the New Freedom, as we like to say. And now Bush has a federal program called New Freedom. I love it. It's the New Freedom of Slavery, Freedom Plus. We were talking to, I believe it was Charlie, and he was bringing up the drugging of the children and you know, how they get this done in the schools and how they're now expanding it. Finish up what you were saying, sir.
Yeah, just to recap, not only are schools pressuring parents to have their kids put on an IEP because it means more federal funding, they're also afraid that they might lose the funding they're already getting because of these standardized tests. How it works is if the school has a certain percentage of students that fail the test at the end of the year, the government has threatened that they will actually cut off their funding. So there's this push now to get as many kids on an IEP as possible.
Yeah, they list them as mentally ill or as mildly retarded or as a learning disability. And then now you got some schools where I've seen some where 40% are classified like this. So
sure.
Now that, you know, it doesn't matter if they can't pass the federal test. And the feds have designed it all like this, and they take our money, take it to Washington, send it back, and federalize the schools. Finish your comments.
Okay, just so parents know that, you know, it has nothing to do with it.
You were going to read a quote. That's
sure.
What
oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
over
definitely.
From earlier. We got a lot of calls here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, this is from a brochure called the Parents' Rights Brochure. This is sent out anytime, you know, parents, they're pushing them to get the kids on an IEP. Under a subsection called Providing Your Written Consent, it says this, absolutely incredible. It says, once you have consented to an initial placement in a special education program, if you refuse to provide consent to any subsequent actions related to special education, the school district cannot use your refusal to consent as a basis to deny you or your child any other service, benefit, or activity which you or your child may be entitled.
Yeah, I've seen those. Send me a copy of that if you would. That'd be really nice of you, my friend. And this is a contract. It's a sharecropper's contract or an indentured servant's contract waiving all your rights. It's like a few years ago, Smith & Wesson on the Second Amendment issue tried to get all their dealers and distributors to sign a contract saying, and it said on the last page, that you waive all rights in perpetuity and accept any regulation of Smith & Wesson or the BATF.
Yeah, so you're literally giving over your authority as a parent to the school. And parents, I don't even know if they read this, but if they do, I don't see how they can't.
Well, I know this. When I was a senior in high school, when they started this mental illness testing, all the seniors got sent down, you know, for a couple hours a day for a week to be tested. And my parents were never notified that I had electrodes hooked up to my head and was looking at this computer screen. I mean, that's the new freedom. See, and the new program's called New Freedom. Thanks for the call. Really good points, Charlie. I hope you'll send that to me. Yeah, I was aware of that, but I'd seen it in news articles, but I'd like to have a copy of that. Yeah, you and your child waive all your rights. You will do what we say. You will take the drugs we say. You will go on drug testing. And now if your child in Austin, we have this newscast, I've heard it many times on local TV, if your child is late to class three times, that's truancy, and we have the judge going, I'm putting you on drugs now. Or you're going to have to go on drug testing, or you're going to juvie for a week. You know, you sign the form over to them, now you're on probation for being late to class three times when the state law says truancy is 14 absences. I mean, it's incredible. It's not even a law. They just say, I'm going to get you. You're going to get in trouble if you don't sign here. You sign there, and it's, ha, 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 I have you. You know, it's like in 1984 when, or no, it's Animal Farm, where they're loading the horse up in the glue truck. Oh, we're taking the horse to see the doctor. Just sign the contract. Once you sign the contract, they slap the door shut and take you to the glue factory. I mean, it's just nuts, man. It's so evil. The average person just is so gullible they can't believe this. Thank you for the call, Charles. Charlie. William in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead. He just dropped as I was going to him. That's classic. Rod in Colorado. Rod, you're on the air. Yes, sir, Rod, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm probably at Charlie and whatever it is in
that's okay.
Florida.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Hey, let me give you some straight scoop. My son works for this company, Cyberonics in Houston, and makes this Vegas tap that controls the viscera for the prevention of the, what do you call it, the spasms. That
epilepsy, but now it's going to be used for depression.
Yeah, well, that's a follow-on. That's the... But let me give you my son's number there, and you can talk directly to somebody that works for the company.
We've been trying to get somebody on from the
all
company.
All right, let me give you a number.
Well, sir, I'll bet you money your son doesn't come on. If the CEO or their public relations person doesn't want to come on, do you think your son's going to go on, or is your son the CEO?
He'll talk to you. No, he works in the advertising department. He's a technical writer. But I got 281.
Well, we can't give your son's number out on air, sir. 100 people will call. It's nice if you don't want to give it to us, but let me get it during the break, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to give your son's number out on air. Let me get the number from you during the break, and then we'll come back out of break.
Stay on, and you
yeah,
can
we'll talk
to
about
him
it. Great. Just stay there, William.
We're going to talk to him when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. WheatgrassKits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. WheatgrassKits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants. Thank God for the renegades. Because we're free today. Thank God for the renegades. Free today. No, I appreciate your kind call from Florida, William. I just don't want to give your son's phone number out on air, but thanks for giving it to us. Perhaps he'll come on. But you were going to tell us about this brain stimulator wire that basically hooks into the nerves.
My name is Rod. My name is Rod from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, that's right. It's Rod. I got the names messed up. But go ahead, Rod.
My son is Dan Lovin from Houston. He's been working.
Sir, please. Uh-huh. We don't get on the air and give out people's phone numbers and names.
Okay, well, I'm not on the air now, right?
No, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're
okay.
On the air.
Oh, okay, well, anyway.
Okay.
The system that they're talking about is much like a pacemaker that you control your heartbeat. Hello?
Yes, sir.
And then this is like a fly-by-wire control system. It goes into the vagus nerve, and it's to help people that have these epilepsy fits, you know. And some of them have multiple seizures during a day. And they found this to work very effectively. And they've had to work with a lot of cash and time to get it through the FDA because the pharmaceutical companies have been fighting it.
They don't want electrical stimulation.
No, they want drugs.
They want chemical.
That don't work.
Okay, sir.
They haven't worked.
So let me just stop you for a second.
Okay.
All right, and I really appreciate you being a listener in Fort Collins, Colorado, and if I sounded rude earlier, I'm sorry. I just don't want to give up people's full names and their phone numbers and stuff like that. We're not supposed to do that. Now, obviously a pacemaker or something is used to do something medical.
Right, and
let me just finish. That's provable. That's demonstrable. Okay? The Army War College report of 2000 said they are going to sell mind control wires into the brain chips is the term they use, by advertising it as like being a pacemaker, but that it will bring control. Now, obviously the company that you say your son works for developed this for people who have epileptic fits.
Right, right.
And the news says that it's done some good.
Yep.
That's one thing. We're talking about a government that's made tens of millions of people go on Ritalin and Prozac, forcing them.
Yeah.
Now they're going to say it's for depression and use this, we have government plans saying they want to use this to control the population.
Well, the person I talked to said that they found as an after effect that it does help in depression.
Uh-huh.
And when the battery...
Well, what is depression? You see, that, and there's a whole debate there of the different types of depression.
Tendency towards suicide and crying all the time.
Oh, really? The Ritalin, the Prozac causes more suicide. I wonder why they give that to us.
What? We don't want Ritalin. We don't want the chemicals. You want, you know, I'm talking about in behalf of this wire system that don't laugh. I mean, it can be effective.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a backer.
And so if it's effective, the schools are going to quote say your child's depressed.
No.
Your 14-year-old's crying because their girlfriend broke up with them.
Well, just put
a port in their neck and run a wire into their brain.
It happens to have a good effect on depression because.
Yeah.
It just happens to be that way. They're not going to put it in for people that are depressed. They're going to put it in for people that are epileptic and have these many seizures.
Sure. You didn't watch the news last week? You just said 5 minutes ago they're going to start doing it for depression. You said it has a good effect.
No.
Just said they're not.
Yeah, it does have, but no one in the company said that they're going to diagnose it or push it for depression.
Well, obviously they're not going to be out doing the diagnosis. Hey, listen, I'll try to call your son, and thanks for the call. I know you want to defend your son, and I'm sure your son's a nice guy just working at the company. And I'm sure that, you know, stuff like this could help somebody with epileptic seizures. Because that's something that's medical, they can show and demonstrate. Okay? But what I'm talking about here is the government says, and the company has sought approval for depression, which they can say everybody's depressed, and they're going to force us to take it, because the Army said so 4 years ago. I'll go off that. Man, let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. How are you today?
Okay.
While I was listening to all these various commentators today, I had a couple ideas. I would hope that somewhere there would be somebody, some electrical engineer, maybe even a computer hacker, that would be working on a way to counteract the RFIDs. Maybe a pharmacist with a conscience that could learn how to compound a drug that would absorb or counteract the drugs that these 17 million kids have got. There's got to be guys out there who have got the intelligence and the skill, wouldn't you think, Alex, that could be able to do those kind of things?
Well, I mean, number one, you can put an RFID in the microwave and that disables the radio frequency identification chip. We're not trying, though, to disable it. We're trying to stop Walmart and the Defense Department and Homeland Security forcing all manufacturers of all retail goods to put this in. We're trying to stop Michelin from putting it in all their tires, which has already started. We're trying to educate the people about the control grid. You know, it's not how to get kids around being forcibly tested in the schools to see if they're, quote, mentally ill, every man, woman, and child Bush is now talking about, not just children. It's about exposing that as Big Brother, exposing how Big Pharma runs it, and stopping the program itself dead in its tracks.
No, I agree wholeheartedly, but what I'm trying to get across, I guess, Alex, is this, and that's that, you know, in order to do that, this isn't going to happen overnight, and we may need stopgap measures while we're still continuing to battle this and fight this fight. It wouldn't hurt to have a stopgap measure to take care of the ones that
are being victimized. Well, it's real simple. 15% of our population is not mentally ill and doesn't need to be put on, amphetamines and psychotropics.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that's actually the best job in the world, a psychiatrist. What other job could you think of where you can make up a disease and then be the only one to have the cure for it and be able to name your own price? It's like owning a printing press.
And to run the test in the school,
sure,
where you have to buy the expensive drugs from them that make you drool in the corner. Thanks for the call, Wesley. Great points. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
How you doing? Do I have a couple of minutes to make this point here?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Last night, Pat Robertson had a guest on from the Weekly Standard, and he wrote a book called The Connection, affirming the ties between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, and said, quote, the potential connection between 9/11 and Iraq. It is it's hard for Christians out here to believe that this media leader, Pat Robertson, had a guest on for the purpose of agreeing with that guest to back up the monumental lies told by the administration to get us into the war in Iraq.
Well, I mean, what lies? Bush says the biggest blanket amnesty ever of 20 million people he proposes is not an amnesty. So
yeah.
You have to learn. You have to learn that Rumsfeld says he never said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Doesn't matter if we all saw him say it 100 times and he's on video 100 times and he says he never said it. So we've got to learn to believe the lie or we're not Christians, sir.
Yeah, and the point here is that the continuation of these lies after the fact, resulting in the scores of dead and maimed young Americans. Enough said. Pat Robertson at the end of this interview said, I wish the established, quote, I wish the established media would get it right for a change and stop telling lies. Who is lying here?
Well, that's what Limbaugh and Hannity, Every Child Needs a Chip, Hannity says, is that why won't the liberal media report this? Why they won't, that all the weapons of mass destruction have been found? And that why won't Bush say it? Well, Bush has said it, and it always turns out to be a lie. And the liberal media, it was the New York Times with the aluminum tubes and the Niger uranium and the mobile weapons trucks. It's been the liberal media lying for them. And so there's like this double psychological game where they keep re-announcing they found it, then back page admitting it wasn't found. Probably been 15 times they find mortar shells that turn out not to be sarin or whatever. It doesn't matter, though. There are hundreds of admitted found sites with U.S. markings on it, with U.N. tags hanging off of it. And then they're ordered to tear it up and ship it out. And they go, oh, look, they're shipping out the aluminum out of the country. Thanks for the call. Look, Ron, I get frustrated. I get overwhelmed. I get irritated. And not with the callers. It's just that it's just so incredible. Well, what I do when people start trying to give out folks' home phone numbers on the air, look, I saw Ridge 2 years ago, now 2.5 years ago, months before he got funding, say, you're going to have a card to have a job, levels of security, bad credit, you can't have certain types of jobs, we're going to have security on the streets, military on the streets, I'd like to see security in all the malls and in the trains and everywhere. I mean, I've got him on tape. And then here they are piecemeal coming out and saying, oh, to get on any of the ferries, random vehicle ferry searches to resume. Associated Press, random searches of vehicles boarding Washington State ferries will resume next month as part of a new plan for increased security under orders from U.S. Coast Guard. And it shows a guy that looks like a Nazi or something out of 1984, searching all the vehicles. And, of course, they never find terrorists, but they find drugs or they find open beer. It's crime. We got to get you in our system. And then one of the New York lawmakers is demanding better security at the nation's shopping malls in the wake of last week's revelation about terrorist plot to bomb an Ohio shopping center. Schumer wants airport screening technology in malls. Schumer made this announcement yesterday morning, and by the nighttime, I looked at different websites around the country, including Austin. Local news channels were interviewing local FBI going, yes, we must have it. You must be searched to enter and leave the mall. We've got the terrorists are about to hit us any minute. I mean, it was just, it's going to be everywhere. Goons in black uniforms searching you everywhere. And you better answer their questions. because, you know, they've now come out, the Supreme Court, and they've said that you've got to answer their questions, that if a cop, you know, in your house, anywhere, wants you to answer questions, it is a felony not to answer those questions. Again, this is KABC. And also the Associated Press here in front of me. One lawyer says the government will now be able to turn a person's silence into a criminal offense. A sharply divided Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 that Americans have no constitutional right to keep quiet. And it says privacy rights advocates say the ruling essentially opens a can of worms, forcing people who haven't done anything wrong to give information that can be used in broad data searches. The head of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says the modern age means police get an extraordinary look into someone's private life simply by letting the... by getting their identification. But the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation says officers will only be able to demand ID from people suspected of criminal involvement. And it says the case involved a Nevada rancher who was arrested after refusing multiple requests to give an officer his name. He wasn't in his car, folks. He was on his property. I was like an 80-year-old World War II vet, and he was demanding he answer all the questions, and the guy refused. And it wasn't what his name was. The ruling says it's more than just your name. It's answer my questions. And again, this is the national ID card. We have federal spec, federal controlled ID cards and driver's license. And you're going to have it to buy and sell, the government says. You're going to have to swipe it under the new national sales tax. And they say you've got to answer their questions. Now, the police for years in Austin arrest you as you walk your dog. I was almost arrested one time walking back from a store in broad daylight, you know, with some ice cream and Gatorade. 50 yards from my apartment door. This was like 10 years ago. I've told the story before. I said, are you looking for somebody who looks like me? He went, well, no, what's your name? What's your apartment? I told him, I'm like, what do you want? Hey, we can arrest you, buddy, for not having your ID on you. You got to have that to leave your house. And I was like, really? Well, the Supreme Court in the past has said you didn't have to do that. Failure to ID was unconstitutional. But now you see, oh, now it is good. So you see where that's going. You can't be in your backyard without an ID. You can't be in your home without an ID. And I guess if it was good in Nazi Germany, it's good here. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, what happened to us as a country, as a people? But, as a citizen, I have a thumb scan to get a driver's license. Almost all the states have it now. But if I'm an illegal alien from Latin America, I have a special federal waiver where I don't have to thumb scan when I come in biometrically. Remember that a few months ago? But if I leave the country, I have to as a citizen, or to get a driver's license or ID card, I have to have it. I mean, I watch illegals at the bank get bank accounts with no ID, but I got to show three forms of ID at my own bank. This is the freedom. I talked to my friend who runs the biggest apartment complex in Austin, works for the biggest property management company in the nation. Last Christmas, she was at the big meeting up in Dallas, and they said, look, we're secretly been taken over by the feds. We don't have to pay taxes anymore. One-third of our properties, and that means unit by unit, not just whole properties, is city housing, government housing. So illegals, foreigners are allowed to have 10 to a one-bedroom. Literally, we don't care. But then we want you to crack down on citizens, even if they have people visiting, fine them and kick them out. We want to make room for the foreigners. I mean, she was telling me this. She was at the meeting. You understand? It's like Bush says, we need to accelerate exporting jobs. It's our number one export. It's good. Fast food jobs are now industrial jobs. You know, again, it's 1984. It's up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black. If I have to argue with one more yuppie about this. You know, I talk about how every day I see articles where they're going after people who for their free speech. This is out of the Smoking Gun on Grudge. FBI probing anti-Bush teddy bear. Plush toy, and it goes on to say it's a white teddy bear, and it says Bush with an American flag off the side of it, and it says kills Arab babies. And the FBI doesn't know if this is allowed. To say bad things about the president. I mean, I've got the article. Federal judge saw it, demanded an investigation. You know, there's another one in the stack here. So I'm wrong. It isn't every day. I have three of these today. Let me find the other one here. I mean, it's just bonkers, la-la, gaga. You know, we're going to put wires into your brain so you're not depressed. Every child and adult's going to be tested. You're going to go on antipsychotics. That if you show propensity to maybe be mentally ill, you know, we're just... The UN says the terrorist threat's real. London Evening Standard, we're going to get nuked any minute. Give up all your freedoms. Iran did seize UK vessels and crew, and they may charge them. Major escalation there. Kuwait sends back truck carrying radioactive material out of Kuwait City. Kuwait refused to allow radioactive material-bound truck to enter the country as demand by the U.S. Army. Kuwait Times reported. Caught him trying to ship in weapons of mass destruction. Kerry looks like he's going to choose John Edwards, who was at the Bilderberg Group meeting 2 weeks ago. We predicted he'd be his VP running mate. We'll see if that happens. Iraqi leader says, yes, I will not rule out martial law. Martial law is good to protect the freedom of the Iraqis. Actually said that. To protect freedom, we must have martial law. Okay. It's like new freedom drugging you. Unbelievable here. Spanish police arrest 5 Muslims as crowds accuse Anzar of cover-up, saying that they're covering up the government may have been involved in Madrid bombings at Sunday Herald. I'll come back and just news blitz for the rest of the broadcast. It's coming down hard and heavy.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down,
folks,
down,
there are literally thousands of crimes. Industrialized, mechanized. We have government documents where they explain how to break up our families, how to drug us, how to enslave us, how to imprison us. They laugh at us. They call their federal snooping system at the state level the Matrix. You know, they put out an antidepressant called Soma. You know, they laugh at us. It's sick. It's sick. They're evil people. And to see them breaking America down at an accelerated rate, just unraveling this country, to see them dismantling and setting up an ultimate tyranny makes me so very angry. And then just all the silliness, all the stupidness. You know, they invent all these crazy, stupid rights, these cartoon clown rights, and then ignore all of our base rights. And the government runs around talking about how loving they are and how helpful they are and how they're going to take good care of us and how good they are and how government never did anything wrong and how they love you and how the men in black ski masks are going to keep you safe. And, oh, don't mind the armored vehicles. And we're not just getting armored vehicles now. We're getting treaded tanks for your town. And we're building emergency detention centers for the mass of you. And we're going to put implants in you that time-release antidepressants if you don't want to take them and put wires into your brain. We're putting fluoride in your water, but it's good for you. Drink more. You'll be one of us soon. Then I get this news out of Bangkok, Thailand. Local 10 reported on it out of Miami. Transvestites get their own school bathroom. Transvestites at the Thai vocational school are getting a room of their own, their own restroom. The pink lotus bathroom is for the exclusive use of the 15 transvestite students at the technology school from Bangkok. And it goes on to say they must be given their own rights. And then they're going to let transvestites, men, into the Olympics to compete against women. Going, no, they're women. They're women. Oh, no, they say they're women. Yeah. That's like the old Russian women on steroids with the hairy arms. No, they're not really women because they're on so many steroids. I mean, but, well, this group gets to cheat. Nobody else does because you're a transvestite. You're like God now, and you get to do, I mean, just, but then we can't say no to Ritalin and Prozac. We don't have rights to not have, you know, be put on all your drugs. You're going to test every adult and every child. But if you want to have your own pink bathroom, you know, oh, we can see, we give you all these special rights. It's just, Florida woman with human form of mad cow disease dies. This is Reuters. A Florida woman suffering from the only known case in the United States of the form of mad cow disease has died. The only known case I've seen probably 100 times where somebody died. The only known case. It's always the only known case every time I see it. Go look it up. Abducted North Korean in Iraq, still alive. Need to pray for that man. 98% chance CIA ops about to cut his poor little head off. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty good broadcast today. Thanks to all the listeners, the callers, the folks running the show, the guests we had on, my producers, my webmasters, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Have you signed up for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv? You can download and read Paul Watson's book, 300-plus pages, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. We're putting my book up, Descent to Tyranny, today. Also, we put up our new weekly report up yesterday and got some new videos coming up in the next few days and documentary films by others. So sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. Call toll-free to get a hard copy of my films or other films we carry by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. On 9/11, on the occult activities of the elite, on the police state, we got them all. 1-888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order, or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. And I got a bunch of other new videos by other great researchers we're carrying as well, so check them out on the websites at InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering.
sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.